Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rustelli. Hello and welcome to the July 13th Hemp Show powered by Cantrade. My name is Mark Rustelli. I'm the CEO of Cantrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Joining us next on The Hemp Show is Christine Chapman, who goes by Christy. She is the founder and CEO of Chapman Health and Wellness. Christy has been a respiratory practitioner since 1991. She worked in Portland area hospitals, including in the trauma center at OHSU and Portland's only burn center. Christy worked on the open heart team, which included writing protocols for ventilator management. Christy started the Balm Body Care in 2014 and was honored with an award in Oregon in 2016. As a respiratory practitioner, Christy knew that she had to bring metered dose inhalers to light and formed Emerald Days LLC in 2017, now known as Chapman Health and Wellness. Thank you for joining us today, Christy, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Thank you, Mark, so much. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome and love to have you here. And with a background, you know, such as you have with respiratory therapy, I don't see much as far as inhalers. And obviously with respiratory therapy, we've had a lot of issues in the industry as far as things with vaporizers and vitamin E acetate and stuff that's hit the shelves on kind of the illicit market in the past. So please tell us about Emerald Days. Well, sorry, not Emerald Days. That's what you started as. Tell us about Chapman Health and Wellness and what you're doing with the metered dose inhalers. I honestly know nothing.
Well, I'd like to back up a little bit, if okay. I may. And after working in the hospital for decades, working in ICU and whatnot, I came to have fibromyalgia and needed pain medication. And so for me, it was, I had to find a different way to live. And long story short, after finding THC and topicals and getting well, getting off of the pain medication that my doctor had me on, I started reading about metered dose inhalers and the immediate onset that they had. This was prior to COVID. This was back in 2016. And I just knew that as a patient, I was partaking of cannabis in a way that was not healthy for my lungs. And it was the only way that I could get through the painful situations in my health that I was dealing with. So to find meter dose inhalers, the fact that it was immediate onset, that it would help with nausea. And that was right about when tinctures were really popular. Tinctures, you know, were so helpful. And I tried them. But due to other health issues that I had, I couldn't keep tinctures down. So having something that was absorbed into the lungs just made a whole lot of sense for me. Metered dose inhalers have no heat, no smoke. The particle size allows it to go right down to the alveoli, which is right next to the blood-brain barrier, allowing for immediate onset. And so an example, somebody's very nauseous and is losing a lot of weight. A CBD inhaler is going to give them that relief. And we have one particular patient that gained 50 pounds in 1 month that was having some dietary issues. So not only it being a great bronchodilator, it works better than the albuterol that I gave patients for years and years, and that causing tachycardia, nervousness, shaking. A CBD inhaler causes more dilatation in the lungs than the albuterol did without the side effects. Oh, so wow. Why would we not bring that forward? Why would we not replace a medicine that has side effects and a CBD inhaler by measuring the volume is showing that it works better? It's not a, oh, I think it works better. I can breathe better. We are able to measure it. So that is why I'm so passionate about it.
Well, I'm learning new things already. So you mentioned, and I've got some questions, you know, as far as getting into the plant and being introduced to the plant, when you started, you said it was fibromyalgia, right? And mm-hmm. you were having issues there. And then were you introduced to cannabis because of this medical issue, or had you kind of been introduced to it prior or ever used it consistently prior for any other issues or even recreational?
Okay. So we're going back to junior high school now.
Okay. We don't need to talk about junior high school.
I won't go back that far, but as a respiratory therapist, let's just say, unless it was a long weekend camping, I did not partake.
Right.
Once I got my license and I was working, you know, with people's lives and on ventilators and whatnot, I just personally felt that for me, I wanted to keep my license.
Right. Well, yeah, you don't want to put your license at right. risk.
So what happened to me, and this actually is, I haven't shared this with very many people. I had fibromyalgia. And when I came off of the pain medication, I found out that I, in fact, had more problems, more health problems. So the medication had masked a lot. Mm. And I had gone into the doctor and was telling him I was having gastrointestinal problems, and he wanted to give me more pain medication. That was when my life turned around and I said, you know, I don't think that's the right answer. The first time that I was introduced to cannabis, I actually had that appointment, went home, and the doctor gave me news that I had a severe case of IBS. And I was losing a lot of weight. And my neighbor, I was getting the mail, and he looked at me and he said, oh, you're sick like me. And I looked at him and I said, how do you know I'm sick? And he said, oh, I can tell your face is gray. And he had a vape pen. And he said, here, try this. This will help. I'm sick too. And I said, oh, no, I can't do that. And I did. And the color came back to my face. That was the beginning of really knowing that cannabis was the way to go.
The O'Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O'Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Well, thank you for sharing that. You know, it's definitely something when talking to people on this show, a lot of people have gotten into the space from other areas that weren't necessarily cannabis or hemp, you know, THC friendly. And it was because of some sort of physical ailment that they were seeking relief from. You know, that's how I got in this space and was in a similar situation where I'm being given painkillers and painkillers, and it's just like, okay, this isn't working for me. But it is interesting. So just off of the first, puff or dosage of the vape pen, you could feel a change?
Mark, I was sitting in my chair. If I got to go get the mail that day, it was a good day. If I could make it to the mailbox and back. After taking three puffs off of that vape pen, I was able to move my arms. It was like night and day. That's all I can say. And not to go into the other side of this story, but my ex-husband was in recovery. And so for me to bring that to him and say, this is what I need. You know, at first he was just like, we absolutely not. We don't do that kind of stuff, you know? And that was my life. When he, in fact, saw me take a dose and saw the difference, he was like, yes, absolutely. So the power of the plant is something that can be seen so quickly. If people would just open their minds and look at the research, look at the videos of people that are living a better life, children that are much healthier. And so it's about getting the word out. It's about educating and showing people a different way to live.
Wow. Well, you partially answered it, but my question was going to be, how hard was it you to kind of jump over that barrier? Because ultimately, if you weren't in such a dire position with your health, you know, seeking that relief, mentally, you probably wouldn't have jumped over that hurdle as far as taking that first initial puff to try it out yourself and see if it would help you out. Because there's a lot of people that still have that, you know, oh, I'm never going to try that. Not for me. You know, I don't want to be lazy, whatever that may be, you know, all those stoner stereotypes that still believe that stuff wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Interestingly enough, Mark, when I did my topical line, started that in 2014. And I was just looking at pictures last night of my very first jar, paper labels made at home. And it was AC/DC flower that I had grown. And so even back then, I knew that CBD was definitely something I wanted to be involved with, especially in the fact that my daughter is also in recovery. And with the knowledge that we had then, she too did not want to try THC. So when I knew that CBD was there and could be offered to people who did not or could not partake in THC, I just knew that there was going to be a whole lot of healing going on.
Yeah, so. That is excellent. Now, talking about the healing, you know, I know we haven't talked all that much about the specific products, but can you tell me more about the inhaler? How does it actually, I mean, you went over it a little bit earlier, but how does it actually function? Is it the same effect as far as like how the patient would feel, the consumer would feel as if they smoked because it's being ingested through the lungs, or it's the delivery mechanisms through the lungs? And then how many puffs do you get? What's the dosage? Like all the above.
So this is our new packaging. We did just do some rebranding. And it is a regular meter dose inhaler. One of the reasons why I really appreciate this product is I say anybody from 0 to 99 can use it. And now I should say 120 because people are going to be living a lot longer. But 2 to 4 puffs of this every 3 to 4 hours. I like to say that it opens the airways because CBD decreases inflammation. So you're going to get that kind of relief. But you're also going to get the relief of CBD as the cannabinoid, in that CBD lowers the eyebrows, kind of sets you back. It can also be used, let's say somebody's had too much THC and or an edible and they need to reverse it, immediate onset. I've actually been out to dinner and somebody needed it quickly. And we could do it right there at the table. They didn't have to leave. So there's a whole lot of benefits. Anybody with gastrointestinal issues is going to have a difficult time with tinctures. And that was really where I felt this had another place to help people.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of this with us today. I'm actually very interested in trying the inhalers. And I know we've basically run out of time here, but I just want to mention one last thing. You talked about albuterol earlier, and my son has had RSV multiple times and is very young. And, you know, so we have that little inhaler of albuterol, but you mentioned during this conversation, which I need to want to do more research in and talk with you further about how CBD could potentially not only be a safer, but better replacement for albuterol when I'm currently using that almost on a daily basis with my son right now. So, you know, that definitely opened my eyes and I want to learn more about that for sure.
Mark, can you tell me two things that you wish your son didn't have the side effects of the albuterol that he's taking? Just real quick.
Unfortunately,
does he have any?
I don't know. He's incredibly young. He's only three. I don't really see.
Oh, okay.
I don't see any specific side effects. And
hyperactivity.
We only use it on a very rare occasion when he's having some sort of breathing issues, or he has some sort of sickness. But we've had to use it at least multiple times, but three or four separate like ailments, sicknesses, multiple times during those. But still, that's what I'm saying. I'm not a fan of that. You know, those types of drugs, unless necessary. And if there's something that's natural, that's better and safer, I would rather prefer that.
Well, we will definitely get you some.
Awesome. Well, we will talk further, but I've got to go ahead and move on. We've gone over our time here. So if you're interested in connecting with Christy and Chapman Health and Wellness, please add them to your network on Cantrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the Chapman Health and Wellness store, post in the webinar chat, also in the Cantrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Once again, thank you very much, Christy.
Thank you, Mark.